We're going to start with UIM. You can't handle more than two or three car crash cases before you bump into an uninsured or underinsured driver. I hadn't looked at the statistics in a while, but at one point in time, I want to say it was one in four had no insurance, something like that, a lot. So if you handle four car crash cases, at least one of them is going to be uninsured, no insurance at all, and the other couple probably will be underinsured. And so you'll need to know the law, and there's been a lot going on in this area recently. And our two speakers here today are literally the two people I call in the state when I have a question about UIM, because what I know about UIM would fit in a thimble. What these guys know would fit in multiple wheelbarrows, and not only do they know how to do it, they're out there doing it and getting some really outstanding results recently, these two guys. And they know what they're talking about. I am very much looking forward to their presentation today, as I know you are as well. And let me talk for a moment about each of our speakers. We have Judge Carlos Cortez on the end here. Many of us, when he was on the bench in Dallas, were fortunate enough to appear in his court, one of the very best trial judges I've ever been in front of, a very, very good judge. We lost a good judge when he went into private practice. But when he went into private practice, he started just knocking balls out of the park consistently. He goes down to the courthouse, and I don't know how he does it or what his alchemy magic is, but somehow he takes cases you would think would not merit the damages he's getting awarded from jurors, particularly in UIM cases, but also in garden variety car crash cases. He's getting some outstanding results. He's argued before the Texas Supreme Court and NRA State Farm, and he's just an all-around good guy and a great lawyer. That's Carlos Cortez. Next to me right here is Tom Harold. Tom has, I think he's decided now which side of the docket he's going to be on. He's gone back and forth a little bit. He's been on the plaintiff's side. He's been on the defense side. He has been actually a former managing attorney for Farmers Insurance. So I think that's very useful that Tom knows both sides of the equation when it comes to UIM and insurance coverage and car crash cases. And Tom also is on my short list. He's always very generous, and both of these gentlemen are, with their time. If you call them, you never get "I'm too busy" or "that's a dumb question" remark from them. You get a, "hey, let me tell you what I have, let me share what I have." They're very generous with their time. They're going to be generous with their time today. So please give a warm welcome to Judge Carlos Cortez and Tom Harrell.
Thank you, Quentin. We're going to get right into it, get as much as we can out there. So we're going to talk about if you're handling one of these UIM cases as a plaintiff counsel, and right now I'm pretty much solely plaintiff work, and of course so is Carlos. So how do you plead one of these cases? There's two ways. The primary way that you would probably do it is as a deck action under Chapter 37. And then the fallback, the necessary fallback in some cases, is a 541 standalone claim where your only cause of action that's pled is a cause of action for bad faith under 541 of the Texas Insurance Code. So we'll get into those two cases. So the first case to think about is NRA State Farm, Carlos Cortez's case. It's a landmark case in the state of Texas. Why? Because it's the very first case in the state of Texas that recognized two things for UIM. Number one, that we actually have a valid cause of action to bring this as a standalone claim. The deck action, you're going to prove up your underlying car wreck as part of your cause of action. But under 541, you plead this 541 claim, and it's the only claim that you've asserted, and the Supreme Court recognized that as a valid cause of action. And then the other two holdings I think that are critical is, A, under, really I guess wasn't a holding so much, as, but the effect of that is attorney's fees are automatically recoverable if you prevail under the statute. That's unlike the deck action where it's discretionary. And then bifurcation. So the bifurcation issue, and Carlos will talk about that in a minute, but what I'd like to do is hand off to Carlos and talk to y'all about the facts of both of the NRA State Farm cases, because it was two cases combined into one.
Yeah, and so remember, we lived in the wasteland of Brainerd since 2006, where the Supreme Court got it wrong and said that before you could recover, you had to show that you were legally entitled to recover damages.